Kiss 108.
Hey, radio pals, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Kind of a heads-up warning. Romo the dog has gone berserk today.
Wow.
Well, I'm trying to not wake up the wife, but it's not working. I don't know. Anyway, good morning, everybody. So yesterday there was a football game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills, and two gentlemen placed a wager on the game, I being one of them and Bill being the other. We gave appropriate points, as they say, where the team that's favored, the Kansas City Chiefs, have to win by at least 5 points to make it fair. And it was a fun evening of gentlemen wagering, and all I have to say right now is...
Show me the money!
That's right, baby!
Show me the money!
You pay me.
Exactly.
Hello, Kansas. Thank you very much. Hello, Kansas. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Bill.
You got two words for you, Bill Costa.
Yeah.
Venmo.
Yeah.
The Bex will be walking me through the Venmo procedure this morning, and I will happily send you your
$100. $100?
Mm-hmm.
There's a slight transactional fee, Billy, but we'll
That's
walk you through
That's not a problem, you know. You know, gentleman wager, you do the right thing.
Yeah. You got to do, you
I'm sorry, Bill. Are your headphones working?
Show me! Yeah.
I actually have the cash in my pocket, but that well, doesn't do you any good.
Not currently in the studio.
No, you're not. Venmo will work fine.
It's like magic.
You want me to send it? I'll do it right now.
You know, in the world of sports, you root for the Patriots, you get nothing out of it. You put money on another team. I'm way more into the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know? $100, buddy.
$100.
$100.
$100.
Little walking around money, as we call
there
it.
There you go.
What's that, Becky?
You pay me.
Yeah, why don't you Venmo them and I'll give you the cash.
I just sent it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not? Do you have Venmo or no?
I do, but I've never used it.
Yeah.
My wife uses Venmo. I don't even know how to do it.
Yeah. I just sent it to Marianne.
Yeah, so now he's going to give her the money.
Yeah, there's the money right there.
Spelled my name wrong.
So I'll give it to her so she can give it to you. And 100 cold cash.
That's good. He came prepared.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah.
Well, he's used to losing. That's why. When you're used to losing like Bill, you constantly have to carry money around.
That's true.
Yeah.
At least you need a little floater.
Oh, my God, I would love one.
Got to bet. Problem is betting.
I love a floater.
Yeah. If you lose, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gambling, yeah.
There it is, buddy. Can you feel it? Right through the microphone.
I know you have money.
I know, and that's and now that's Bex's money.
Yeah.
So,
I'll just throw it right over there.
Yeah.
That's
Chinese
fun.
Food tonight, kids.
20s? Yep. What are these, Billy?
I know. She wanted a one. Yeah.
A nice $100.
Yeah. I like this. This is going good.
520s feel more. Like more money.
Yeah, I like
one
it.
One single $100 bill.
So if you're a child of divorce, you got the talk when you were young. Dad still loves you. He just won't be living with us anymore. What? Yeah. So just so you know, even though, now you have to understand something. Dr. Fauci still loves you. Even though President Trump said he's an idiot. So as an American, what are we supposed to do? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What are we supposed to do? That's a regular schmo.
Don't listen
living
to
life.
Him. Just tune him out. Like, I just tune the guy out. I just, he
turn
just says
off.
Nonsense.
Just turn it off.
I mean, Fauci is like a proven, like, scientific leader. And has been working for administration after administration. Like, who are you going to believe?
It's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I just want to do my job and take care of the people of this country.
That's it.
You're taking this very personal. This is business, and this man is taking it very, very personal.
I told you, turn the TV off.
I don't need
TV. I don't need no news. All I need is a bump and beat. The mamba wear my blue.
That's right, baby. I swear to God, this song is called Do Your Thing, and it's gotten me through this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, this is so bad. This is so bad. He really thinks he's losing now. Can you imagine that? No, seriously. No, I mean, I have my feelings about Trump and all that, but still, just if you're just a regular schmo trying to go through life, wait, what? The guy, now the president is hating on the guy who was the expert? What just happened? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to tell my kids? You know? Mm-hmm. How'd we get here? Somehow I just feel that it's Bex's fault, but I can't explain it.
No, Fauci, no, that's not. No,
not me.
No.
Something to do with millennials, and I don't know what it is.
Not me.
No.
Well, it'll be all over.
Can't blame the millennials on this one.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
It'll be all over.
It's almost over.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Marianne.
Bex is raising her hand. What?
Marianne just texted me and said, why are you paying Bill's gambling debts?
Why is my wife awake? I'm worried.
Yeah, what is she doing?
Well, Roma was barking a lot.
Yeah, she can't. She doesn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's up.
Could you clear that up for Mrs. Maddie in the morning?
Yeah, she said, all I know is I just made $100 and she's not giving it up.
So Marianne got it. Yeah.
Yeah. A little walking around money.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Where's my $100? It went right to the wife. Well, that's...
It's her
right
account. Yeah.
That's life. Yeah, there's your married life right there. Yeah. And it goes straight to the wife. Why do I even have to hand it over to her?
Yeah. Necessities. Way, she'll get necessities.
Maybe
you'll get some new toothpaste today.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to Costco. Yeah. Ooh, toilet paper. There's a run on it again.
Load up.
Load up.
Get that flat big truck. Mm.
I still don't get that, and in all seriousness. Why did we have a toilet paper shortage last spring? I don't really know. Why was that the thing that ran out of all the stuff that people use?
Well, it probably couldn't be replenished like it usually does. Like, everyone went out and bought it, you know, more than they needed. And then when, you know, then things shut down. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, you have to, like, cut down a tree and stuff.
Yeah, you got to,
Isn't that Bob Kraft? Isn't that how Bob Kraft got rich?
Yeah, he's the paper guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Paper.
Yeah, toilet paper at the Kraft house.
Yeah.
One would argue that was his, his late wife's dad's company that he inherited. Yes. But you know what? You know, good for him.
Mm-hmm. All in the family.
Yeah, all in the family.
Yeah, printer never runs out of paper at Kraft house.
I didn't really inherit anything. You inherit anything, Bill?
Oh, God, no.
No. What you got?
Big announcement from Carol Baskin from The Tiger King. I've got that. A big reveal for Halsey. I've got that. A big launch coming up from Beyonce. We've got that. And where in the world is Ryan Seacrest? We'll try to find out.
That may not be a funny story, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're handling it as it's funny, but it may not be funny. It may be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. He's a friend of mine.
Yep.
Okay? Okay, pal?
Mm-hmm.
We don't turn on our people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm serious. And one more question. Where is he? Anyway, what happened to him?
Kiss 108. Boston's number one.